Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's June 7th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's November 20th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, yesterday's last question was obnoxious, but we had to use it because we're running out. Nobody's sending any more. So I'm going back into our archive. In question 3, September 23rd, you say there could be no salvation without my husband. That has stuck in my mind, and I have wondered why. Can you explain that to us?
I will certainly give it a good try, Allura. When I took on human form, I was a human being, but I was empowered with the power of God, and no ordinary human being would have been able to slay me. Only one of my own kind would have been able to slay me, would have been able to overcome the power of God within me. So we needed somebody that could do it. Now, Demetrius had already saved my soul one time by killing my physical form and freeing me from the demon that was possessing me. So we figured there would be none better to slay me to save the souls of mankind. So we kind of worked him into a position where he would end up being the one performing the task. He did not appreciate it at all that we used him for this purpose, but it was absolutely necessary, because without him there could have been no salvation. Without someone to slay me in the human form that had the power to overcome the power of God within me, there could have been no salvation. So you can see why Demetrius's part of my life there in Israel was so very important. He was empowered by God to slay the Lamb of God, and without him, nothing would have worked. Now, some people aren't going to like this, but that is the power of God.
I know that whole story, Nazarene. Demetrius dictated it all to me. I typed it up and put it online. We get nasty comments from time to time. Nobody likes the truth. Maybe we'll find a publisher someday. We'll be back after the break.
Are you in need of auto insurance? Our good friend Elgard has a wonderful referral site where he has wonderful providers that gives you fine rates. The address is
www.car-insurance-information.com/.
I'm sure you will find someone there that will be able to fulfill your needs. This is a wonderful service.
We're back. In segment 2 of September 25th, Nazarene, you spoke of the denouncements people have to make to enter into the kingdom of God. Is it true one of the things that people have to denounce is the worship of Mary, that it is forbidden to pray to her? Why would this be so?
Because, Allura, the accursed priesthood have made Mary a holy whore in their church. They have made her falsely the queen of heaven and have taught people to pray to her and defile her before God. We try and try to make people understand that this is not acceptable. You pray only to one being, God, no one else. You pray to God. You do not pray to the mother of the Lamb of God. This would be the same as praying to the she-goat that bore the sacrificial lamb that was used in the old sacrifices. It simply is not permitted. Mary was an ordinary woman. She did the ordinary things that a woman did. She raised all of her children just exactly the same. I was treated no different than my brothers and my sisters. For them to make Mary Queen of Heaven is absolutely disgusting. They have shamed her before God. They have degraded her before God. They have made her into a goddess for their church, because the people were used to having a goddess and needed one. So they profaned my mother. They insulted her and dragged her name into the mud to make her a goddess to please the people. They made her Queen of Heaven and pray to her, and for that they will never be forgiven.
Ooh, God, man, again. I'm glad I'm not a priest. But didn't Demetrius say the main reason Mary can't be worshipped is that she absolutely forbids it?
Absolutely right, Alora. Absolutely right.
We'll be back again.